Well, some more reports to make. Number one report is we just have a larger problem with the Sandy car. So, to be honest, I just need to be rid of it. However that needs to be done. I don't think it needs to be crushed yet, so I'm probably going to strip it down, take out all the stuff that I like out of it. Except that if it's got some good features, that might help it go away. And I think I'll do it for like $300 or something. Because the engine appears to be in good shape. Transmission's trash. Anyway, so we're going to be getting rid of Sandy because I don't want, you know, I don't have the resources to handle junking around with things. I'll have to talk to David Smith tomorrow when he comes. Anyway, there's that, because I took it out for a run trying to exercise it a little bit, and it just came back as just not interesting. David can sell it or give it away when he can manage to fix it. Regardless, I'm thankful every day for what has been given to me. And I hope that I can get good things. The good things will come to me. Anyway, so when it comes to the bulletin board system, you know, it needs to have a larger purpose somehow. And for my part, the larger purpose should be rendering the gospel in a fashion that anybody can touch it. The whole point of a BBS these days is to put together a corpus, a body of knowledge that can help bring souls to Christ. Tucum Carey is a good word to describe? Tucum Carey is a cheap. I hate to call it post-apocalyptic, but that's kind of how you look at it. But it's a place that's been passed over. I need to come up with a better term for what that means, and it needs to focus on that. But probably the most important thing for it to do is to render a modem, and probably a slow one. You know, when people say, well, you need to go up 1200 baud because of this, you go, no, I need to stay down 300 baud to take care of other things. And I need to focus most on that. Not that other people can't touch it or use it, but its purpose isn't really to be a beautiful, fantastic modern piece of equipment. It needs to be so that somebody on some Pacific island can rig up something cheap and correspond with with people out in the boonies. It needs to be something along those lines for places that can't be or that aren't going to be. I think the actual internet itself is going to get very, very dicey and might get a little spotty as people, you know, not, it isn't so much that, that people will, you know, that the technology will break, although that's a possibility. That's a definite possibility. What it really needs to be is more like, what am I trying to say? I'm starting to already think 30 meter. I already built a system. The BBS might actually not be a terribly good way of getting this done, but it's probably the most straightforward. Make it so that it with a 30, I need to really do some research about different transceivers because it needs to go back and forth. But to make it as simple as it can be, to present what people need. TCP is a little overwrought. I need to look at, you know, AX25 is pretty good. I need to look back at the older systems, knowing that we're not going to be too concerned about the passwords again. Remember the very first bulletin boards were very, they were written in BASIC, and those were, you know, it was just, it wasn't really for message passing. See, this thing is almost like, this is almost like a survival network. So you kind of get a kick out of reticulum. But it's going to have to be something that really is sensible, given a technology. Boy, I don't know if I'm making a lot of sense. Anyway. I'm hard-pressed to describe. See, the problem is you want to have a technology that people can access. But you want a technology that hasn't disappeared. You know, carrier wave is probably the best, but you go, yeah, that's really slow. And you go, well, you know, that may not be the biggest problem. Like I said, it would need to be high frequency. It would need to be like that. I need to do some research on older things. Synchronet's really quite cool. And I think I'm going to keep using it for some of its cooler aspects, talking about that. But also, you know, when it comes to being a survival net, it's all, you know, and it's like, are we going to, it's going to be about living in a post-apocalyptic world. It's going to be about helping people through the transition when everything starts falling apart. I don't think the internet's going to die because something catastrophic is going to happen. I think it's going to die from simple neglect and that people have to downshift to something else to get through this time. So do I want to run something locally? Yeah. You know, you want to have that long distance Wi-Fi. It's going to mostly take the place of Facebook. That's going to become vital. So, putting up older, high power, long range Wi-Fi is going to be something, it's going to be something useful. I think our radio station survives, so I don't have to get weird about that. This is about data, something that you can't put down a wire. And it's not supposed to be high speed. Not high speed, it's high capacity. So I might want to get a better, I might want to actually get a better server by nature. One that isn't so tied down, but that can handle simpler stuff. I can still keep the system I have now. I think that's a pretty good little system. At some point, it's probably not going to be connected to my modem. It'll probably be more of something else. No, regardless. There's, I haven't passed yet. Oh, we've got some more fog today. The whole effort to get this kind of information rendered down to a text and a drawing form so that people can see it and use it. More text-based. So, yeah. Not that anybody needs to see me. There's nobody out here. Okay. You know, that mask doesn't have to be attached to that boat. I can keep it here. Heck, I can call it a flagpole and get away with it that way. Send power up the thing. It's aluminum, so it doesn't conduct, well, it doesn't conduct electricity, but does do a very good job. Be happy. Okay, yeah, you know, the boat was a good mount for it, so I actually need to take the mast off and put it up with other equipment. That's what I need to do, is use that mast for my antenna. I like it. And then take the boat out to the crash site. Yeah. That's a really good idea. I like it. I like it a lot. I can probably take down the sails and such. Get them out of the boat. I don't need them in there, nor do I need any of the flotation equipment. Is that the place? That was my turn. I think that was my turn, Father. Yep. Okay, guy, I'm having a good day. Weber City. I already saw Weber City. Where the heck is Weber City? Well, anyway, can put up a good mast with all the accoutrements on it, and we can have mat fly flags off of that thing. I like it. So that'll be one part of it. One big part of it is, I've still got, I think I still have my 30 meter wire that I walked up. And that and my little kit that I put together for 30 meters, I think that'll work really well. Really well. So, that seems really good. I wouldn't mind doing that. Also, you know, these vehicles are nice, but they're really too big for what I need for going back and forth to my job. I do need something that can do 60, but I don't need something that really, you know, I don't need something with a big, tricky engine. I wonder what I can come up with. Something that can do it, but not to, you know, it'd be great to get one of those power bikes. But get kind of a tadpole-y sort of a thing. And give it a little bit of a battery backup so I can always go back. You know, a hybrid e-bike. Now that is a groovy idea. I like the idea of a hybrid e-bike because I like the maintenance of a bike. I like that. I like that. I need to look at that as a possibility. That seems good. Plus, I need exercise anyway. Yeah. A power e-bike. I need to get a front wheel for my bike that's got a, you know, that it's got one of those permanent magnet hubs on it. I need to make it so nobody has a freaking clue what it is. That's what it needs. Yeah. Okay. Another project. Hybrid. I need something that's got a little power motor to go. I don't need to carry the solar, but I need to be able to hook it up to solar to charge a bit of a battery. Not a big one, but sufficient. And then I need a charger that runs off of a little bitty charger that runs off of a little motor. I like it. I like that idea. I need more of an industrial bike. The one I have now is okay, but I can probably use it for, well, you know what? Let's use this one until it breaks, and then we'll buy an industrial, a more of an industrial one. Oh, I like it. Because to be honest, I'm not really hauling much at all. Sadly, I think my messenger bag will end up being kind of a, I don't know. I like it though. A bicycle rigged to be electric with a motor charging it. Yeah. A tiny generator, tiny 12 volt generator. Beautiful, beautiful idea. And of course, put solid tires on it so I don't have to worry about things. It can be a heavier build. See, the one I have now is light, it's aluminum. I don't know how much of this crap it's really going to take, but it's going to be pulling more than pushing. You know, I'll put the electric motor on the front tire and on the front wheel. Yeah. And then a little generator in the back to give it some more oomph. Give it some more power. I like it. I gotta keep it as an e-bike so I don't have to go through any kind of extra garbage. That's okay if it's type speed is 60. That works. Okay, well, there it is. Render everything down to something that that will make sense on a bicycle. A helmet. You know, if you had that e-glass thing, that would be kind of groovy. But that's okay. I can also just listen to stuff. That's all right, because I've already got a setup for doing that and a setup for recording. So this is all really, really kind of awesome. I like it. There's no point having it record me biking along, because it's just watching the road go by. That's not interesting. When I go on my temple trips, I'll take a car, because that's just too far to take for other things. This will be totally for just the commute. And then we'll just use the car probably once a week, or when the weather's bad. That'll stretch out its lifespan. Ah, I like it. I like it a lot, Father. That'll work very, 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 very well. I like it a lot. I don't have to fly here. I can do other things. Wow, a hybrid bike. That'll be something new and interesting and cool. Anyway, so the hybrid bike, the when the lights go out bulletin board system, and other system. I've already got the pieces for this thing, and then we'll just see exactly how we'll do each piece. So this gives a little better purpose for the BBS, frankly, for my writing too, to work on all this. I'm gonna have to get all this down on the wiki. Gonna become one of those interesting people. So need to wear out more of these shirts, man. These shirts need to get worn out so I don't lose them. Come on, get happy. Here we go traveling together. Something always happens whenever we're together. We're singing our song. Traveling along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. Also make it good when it floods. Come on, get happy. Come on, get happy. And that keeps me off the grid a little, and I don't mind that either. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. Come on, get happy. We go traveling together. Bring a little loving and we'll keep working on working on. Something always happens whenever we're together. We're singing a song. We're traveling along. There's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. To make you happy. Make you happy. To make you happy. So, yeah. Okay, now the BBS is going to have a deeper purpose, but it's okay. You can say Tucumcari. This is Tucumcari. Make do with what you have. So, you know, RTTY is good in that it sends everything three times. You know, and chances are, out of one of those three times, you're going to get something good out of it. So, but, anyway. We'll have to take a look at packet radio, and of course we're going to have to use slow speed. At least as slow as seems like a standard. So that people can use it. It may not need anything too exotic. And you don't want anything too exotic. Although, you know, we can render exalts.net can get rendered into JavaScript so that I can keep pushing it out there. Make you happy. Da da. Da 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 da. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. Make you happy. Kind of like making a DeLorean into a time machine. Gonna make a bicycle into the ultimate commuting vehicle. Make you happy. Traveling along is a song that we're singing. So, all that being said, grooviness. Don't be flashy. Don't be flashy. Just do what you do. See, there's a guy in a motorcycle. Maybe I'll have to do one of those tadpole bikes, heavy duty one. Just to make Lisa feel better. Certainly would make the whole system work better. And I've got some money, might as well spend it on something worthwhile. And or we can put together. Or, you know, if there's somebody that makes a tough frame tadpole, that'd be pretty darn good. I can't think they do I don't know. I've seen those ones that they make it out of angle iron. That would be a good one. Of course it's going to work. See, I'm sitting there saying, well, you know, you can start small and then work your way up. And you go, yeah, yeah, yeah. But that kind of makes the forward wheels interesting. I'd only have one power wheel. And the other one would be just kind of an outrigger. I could do something like that. Anyway, so... So I don't want to have to license it. I don't want to have to insure it. I don't want to do any of that stuff. I want it to behave, and I want it to obviously be a bike. So I think although a tadpole would be nice, I don't think, I don't know. You know, we'll have to take a look. It'd be kind of cool to have one of those... A recumbent would be nice, but it'd have to be a tough recumbent. And I don't know if the style of a recumbent bike is good for speed. I don't know. Huh? You have to do some research on that too. Anyway. Certainly make it nice for just having to fill up with gas every once in a while, and maybe only a gallon or two. Oh, I like it though. I like it. So we're gonna do the BBS is more about knowledge that you need when you're going to need it. So it's almost like, so are we going to do an offline Wikipedia? And you go, well, that sounds like a pretty cool thing to have. And then, but more kind of BBS based, but not so much with the sign-in thing. That's probably the big thing. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.